So I just wanted to talk with you on what exactly is going on and what we're trying to do with Long Beach County. First of all, it's kind of what we've been using GIS for in Long Beach County right now. Floodplain mapping and determination, different properties. Actually, one of my jobs is I'm the floodplain coordinator for Mon County, and we do have a floodplain ordinance in effect. So part of the permitting process is people who need to do any kind of development in the floodplain actually have to come to me directly to get a permit. And so we're using ARC to implement and try to use the different FEMA layers to zoom way in and determine if the property is actually in the floodplain. As well as another great tool we've been using is the West Virginia Flood Hazard Determination Tool. Anybody use that before? So that's actually something you really want to check out. They have a brand new flood tool up and running right now. It's 10 times better than the old one, and it's a really good tool to use. We're also doing different types of recreation locations, streams, trails, different kind of horse riding paths, anything you can possibly imagine in the county for recreation use. Property and parcel locations, same kind of deal. I do a lot of mapping for the planning office as well. So if there's any kind of development going on in the county, they kind of want to know where the parcel is actually located in. And we have back to county planning. Recently, Montague County adopted and introduced a new zoning area in Montague County. I think it's only two counties that have actually implemented planning or zoning into the state of West Virginia. I think Jefferson County is another one. And now Montague County has a sector kind of around the stadium area, if you've ever been up there, it's called Westland Zoning. Transportation planning and 911 addressing layer update. It's actually a current project we're trying to work on. This is just kind of a sample image or map of kind of a basic floodplain map we have created for the kind of, you want to say, customer that comes in, and we include this in their, I guess, their permit application. You can see the FEMA flood hazard layer with the stream layer, and this is our new 6-inch orthotopography we recently had done. I hope you guys can kind of read that. It's a little blurry, but this is a recreation location map. This is a more recent updated map of some trails at Cooper's Rock State Forest. This has been passed out quite a bit, actually, for recreational use, hiking, cross-country skiing. Property and parcel location, this is actually a big one. If you can see the red line, that's actually the city of Morgantown's boundary. The highlighted in blue is the parcels that people have interest in. So we try to go in and highlight out different parcels. One thing I want to highlight, actually, is this parcel layer is actually some data that was actually created in 98 by the GIS Tech Center. Montague County actually has not taken the time yet to digitize our tax maps and parcels. So we still use this layer as a reference for property location. It's pretty out of date, 12, 13 years now, but sometimes it's still a good reference to use to get an actual idea of where, a certain person's property does lie in accordance to another boundary. County planning, to go back to what I stated about the new West Front Planning District, this is a map that I actually created for the county planning office. Obviously, you have different colors that represents what those particular parcels and areas have been designated, general commercial, neighborhood residential, etc. So the way that works is if people are doing any kind of development or something like that, they actually have to abide by that type of zoning that's been referenced. Transportation planning. I actually work at the same time with Montague County MPO office, which is a transportation planning office. Once again, I kind of wish this showed up a little bit better, but you have kind of the basic area of Morgantown right there. You have I-68 heading east and I-79 heading north. And in between, you have some highlighted roads of multiple colors. These are like tier 1, 2, and 3 projects for, Department of Transportation. Different DOT projects that are going to be happening in the current time and in the future, road projects from Montague County. Also back, one of the big projects we're trying to work on right now is updating Montague County's addresses file. This is pretty far behind, actually. The last time Digitally, the addressing layer was updated. It was with the 2003 West Virginia SANS data. So what I did right here is I updated our new building flow trend layer on top of a pretty highly multi-residential units. And if you can see down at the very bottom, it's kind of hard right now, but there's actually address numbers overlaid on top of some of the building footprints. The building footprints that the addresses are on are actually were addresses that were there back in 2003 when the SANS data came out. And the majority of the building footprints that are up top in the middle are brand new structures that have been built since. So those addresses have never actually been updated since that 2003 data digitally. So what I'm working with right now, working in accordance with the tech center and trying to find out a way we can get with our local MECA 911 and get that up to date so we can, obviously it's kind of a safety issue too when you're looking at your 911 dispatch board, you don't know what your address is to a certain structure where someone needs help. So we're definitely, that's a side project we're doing right now. Obviously, a lot of you guys know this, but what are some of the real benefits of implementing GIS in your county, your local government, city, your agency, whatever? Increased productivity in map updating and information handling. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory. Better decision-making typically has to do with making better decisions about a location. I think that is actually, who here has ever tried to go on vacation and use MapQuest? Anybody? Does it totally screw you over? I think using a GIS-based platform, obviously, when you have your data done specifically for your county or your city, it's specifically for that region. It's more accurate. And that's what we're trying to focus on in Montague County. We want the best base map system that we can come up with. We have the most accurate mapping for the county. One-source data updates, which means fewer errors and less redundancy of effort. That's true, redundancy. We don't want to have to back up things 1,000 times. So we want to make sure our maps, our data that we get is highly functional. We can always rely on it. Therefore, we don't have to back it up 1,000 times. We know that it's right. Accurate timely information, which is the basis for improving countywide operation. I'm sure a lot of your politicians, time is money. So we want to be able to provide that information on a fast basis, you know, a quick basis, but make sure it's accurate as well. Countywide accessibility to information and data sets. We want to also be able, in Mont County eventually, to pull everyone together, every agency, every municipality that uses GIS, pull them together and we'll all be accessing the same data. So if someone at the university, someone, you know, in the city has different data sets and we're creating the same type of map, but it's, you know, it's different. So we want to make sure we're obviously on the same plane. And cost savings resulting from greater efficiency. Once again, that goes back to making sure our data is correct to begin with. And you know, we won't be spending money over and over again paying for the same thing because it wasn't right in the first place. Here are some of the agencies in the county that actually use the GIS. We have the Montague County Planning Office, which is in charge of the zoning and everything. The MPO, which is Morgantown, Montague, CEPO, whatever. And Danielle's actually in the back of the room, and they do the transportation planning for Montague County and the Morgantown area. Mountain Line Transit, that is our bus. That's our bus system in the county. They actually have a really good GIS system right now. They do all the bus maps and everything like that, bus stops. Morgantown Utility Board, MUB, that is actually pretty much what it says. They do the majority of the sewer and water, director of sewer and water for the city of Morgantown.
Stormwater.
City of Morgantown, Montague County Commission, which is actually me. And of course, we have our main hub of health there, the GIS Tech Center, which is right there at WU. This is actually probably the biggest project that we've done thus far in the county. Since I've tried to push it through to the county commission to have this done, to try to really explain to them how important implementing GIS as our base mapping for the county. As of March 2010, we have gathered color digital origin topography, 6-inch data default. that includes a countywide DEM. We have gathered building footprints for every structure in Mon County, and two-foot contour mapping. So that's actually still the deliverable stage. We've received a one square mile pilot right now. I will see a slide here shortly that kind of gives you an example of what that looks like. I hope you guys can see that okay. This is actually sample imagery of what our new imagery looks like on the left, the 6-inch imagery with leaf off, the same scale as the last leaf off imagery we actually had and that was to our disposal, which was the 2003 SAMB imagery. So you can see it, you know, the clarity is better to high resolution. This is the building footprints we've had gathered. Everybody see that way? Get the idea. That's the downtown Morgantown vicinity there. Once again, I wish the numbers kind of showed up. This is Law School Hill to your left, which is actually a pretty steep hill. And to show the contour lines and the measurements, I did the stadium bleachers and part of the field. If you can actually read the numbers on here in red with the yellow taco lines, you can actually tell, you know, they're in 2-foot intervals. But it's going to be extremely great data to have once it's completed, because I get a lot of calls from engineers and everything, surveyors wanting to know, like, if we have 2-foot contours. So that'll be something really beneficial to use. The sources of our data gathering right now, like, where do we actually pull our layers from, different geo databases? WPUGIS Tech Center's Clearinghouse. And of course, we have the Census Bureau data, 2010, obviously being the most recently released data. FEMA, which would be our flood hazard layers. West Virginia Division of Highways, different interstate system road layers. U.S. Forest Service trail mapping. West Virginia USGS. Gotten a lot of mineral overlays and stuff like that. And of course, the Morgantown Utility Board. This is actually, I want to talk about this right now. We're in the process of implementing an in-house inter-office GIS server. This is part of the hardware and software that we're trying to implement right now. It should be up and running here within a week or two. Instead of actually purchasing a single little box server for starting off in little baby steps, we went with a Dell Precision T7500 workstation server, which is actually just your typical desktop, like, but really buffed up. It's about 3 terabyte drive. I kind of need to talk about this, I guess. In my office, we actually have 3 different agencies that use GIS. I'm directly under the County Commission. We have the MPO, which is the Transportation Planning, and then we have the County Planning Office. So us taking off in the beginning and trying to integrate all of us together, data sharing and everything, decide to go with this inter-office GIS server. So right now, we're going to be running 1 ArcView concurrent use license, 1 ArcInfo concurrent use license, and 2 ArcEdit concurrent use license. And we're using SQL Service Express as our service software. And we'll be doing off-site backup in the tech center. And last slide, I think, here. What is the future for Mon County when it comes to GIS? One of my main goals, what I'd really like to do is, since we're only establishing an inter-office GIS server right now, it is taking baby steps. However, it's at least we're trying to go become more technologically savvy, I guess, when it comes to GIS. So eventually down the road, I'd really like to establish a county-based GIS committee. That's not only taking agencies in my office, but taking everyone in Montague County to use GIS, that Mountain Life Transit, the city of Morgantown, everyone like that, and getting together, you know, and discussing different data sets, what's everybody doing. So that way, once again, we don't have multiple data sets out there that everybody's editing at different times. And really just we'd have to start all over from scratch because everyone's screwing all the originals up. Countywide access to our server. Once again, down the road, that would be nice. Instead of just an inter-office server, we actually establish an ARC server where we can all access those different data sets. Digitizing the tax maps and parcels. This is a huge one right now. To really implement all of the base mapping for Montague County. We need to get our assessor's office on board to get those tax maps and parcels digitized. Right now, all we have for a basis for the tax maps is that old, the older layer that I had up there earlier from 1998, but it's still a good reference point. And then we have PDFs from 2006 on the assessor's website. That's actually it. So sometimes when it comes to the parcel data, it's really, really kind of difficult to figure out what is accurate and what is not. Here in a couple of years, we'll probably have to refly the county because, once again, Mon County is a highly developed, fast-growing county. Multiple residential units going up, all kinds of new development from the school getting bigger. So we'll have to probably refly the county and the complete county addressing layer. Once again, we need to go back and make sure that we have the proper addresses completed. And once again, internet-based mapping. With ArcServe, it would be nice to develop an internet-based mapping because anyone can go, just the public can go on to, an HTTP site for internet-based map and find a map for bus routes, find a map for, where's my parcel, what's my parcel, am I in a floodplain? So that's kind of where we stand right now with Montgomery County. You guys have any questions? Anybody? So, I'm that good?
This is a rough question.
Yeah.
For the 2 foot concourse, what is an estimate price supply of the county size mile?
Over 365 square miles. This was actually an add-on to the imagery because originally part of that project we did the imagery and the building footprints, and I was like, I tried to convince the commission. I think just the 2 foot contours are around 70,000, somewhere around there.
That included the DEM.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anybody else?
Did you say you had parcel data from the 90s?
Yeah, 1998.
That RPI or
Kurt might be able to flesh it out a little bit, but.
It was part of the mineral lands mapping program. So just the parcels were digitized.
Oh, it's the mineral, yeah.
Yeah, but it's the surface parcels. But just the rural districts, not all the.
Yeah, it's not like.
We don't have all the urban areas, but it's something. Something's better than nothing.
In the western part of the county right now, it's really good to use because obviously, you guys know Marcellus Shale is really going to be taking off here soon in the state of West Virginia. And Mon County, Marion County is like everyone's saying it's the study area for natural gas and Appalachian. And. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of permanent with that, so it's good to reference the old parcel data back to see